James Carson, CARSON, 62157, today's 212-24. Chief Complaint, Suboxone Refill, number one, opioid dependency. Mr. Carson is a 66-year-old gentleman, comes in today for follow-up of his opioid dependency. He's had no issues with misuse, abuse, or diversion. After much discussion, patient's chest wall pain, which was noted last time, is completely resolved. He's not taking any Flexeril at this time. He works for U-Haul, U-H-A-U-L, which is a moving company and does a lot of activity with his arms and legs, hence the reason for the muscle pain, period. Furthermore, his PDMP is up to date. His urine toxicroid is up to date, period. Furthermore, he's had no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, convulsion, or change in weight. Allergy, none. Social, no drug use, no ETOH, no cigarettes. Right arm is the only surgery he's had. Medical problems, sore heart disease, gastroesophageal reflux, hypertension, anxiety, opioid dependency, COVID immunization, none. By the way, patient gets blood work and complete workup from his cardiologist, hence the reason we do not have any blood work in his chart here. Today, he's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress, he weighs 224 pounds, which is down a few pounds, but he has been more active, 98%, 97.6, 16, 64, 145 over 68, heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next for David, this shows not sure, because with angle vision, neurological non-focal, assessment number one, opioid dependency, number two, Suboxone 8/2 mg sublingual, number 45 given. Next number is chest wall pain resolved. Next number is gastroesophageal reflux stable. Next number is, as far as his heart disease is concerned, he gets his workup, blood work, and such from the cardiologist, and that's why he doesn't have any of those records in our office, any blood work in our office at this time. Thank you.